Hi there. The word for you today is start the new year right. Paul writes in Colossians 3 verse 13, forgive whatever grievance you may have against one another. To start the new year right, you've got to let go of any old grudges that are weighing you down. Philip Yancey describes forgiveness as an unnatural act. He puts it this way, you don't find dolphins forgiving sharks for eating their playmates. It's a dog-eat-dog world, not a dog-forgive-dog world. Bitterness comes naturally when you've been hurt, whereas forgiving is supernatural and requires God's enabling grace. But remember, Jesus said in Matthew 6 and 15, if you do not forgive, your Father will not forgive your sin. Humanly speaking, there's not one single reason God should forgive your sins. Yet, the offenses He pardons you for every day far outweigh anything you'll ever be asked to forgive others for. By forgiving, you change the whole dynamic. You open the door of a prison where you are both the prisoner and the jailer, setting yourself and the other person free. Grudges not only isolate you from people who were once your friends, they actually shorten your life. You say, how come? Well, they produce deadly enzymes that contribute to a host of physical ailments. One man told his counselor, I wish my brother would come to my wedding, but we haven't spoken in years. The counselor asked, how come? Pausing, the man replied, it sounds ridiculous now, but I don't even remember. Ouch. Think about that. Drifting apart is the natural result of an unforgiving spirit, but forgiveness reverses the trend by restoring and healing that broken relationship. It's a medical certainty that forgiveness actually adds years to your life. As a rule, when you talk to people who've passed the 80-year mark, you find they're at peace with themselves. Why? Because they've learned to forgive and let go.